It is March 19th, 2024. It's 7:31 a.m. Good morning. So let's talk about what happened last night or yesterday. So I was literally on standby the whole afternoon while they're getting everything sorted out. But around 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, 5:30, project and asking a question to confirm a statement from the general contractor. So I reviewed the specs, I reviewed everything. How she interpreted it is the way I interpreted it too. So I emailed back, without getting specific here, but I did email her back and said, yeah, I understand exactly the same way you understand it. So I'm good on my end. So it's just some type of verification on it. But it was just kind of weird because everyone was still working until God knows how long. I ended up logging out around quarter to seven. Just say I'm done. Like I don't want to stay anymore. I'm done for today. I haven't checked my messages yet, but right now, as far as I know, there's nothing came in overnight. Let me check. Yeah, nothing came in overnight, so everything looks good. They are submitting the documentations today, so that's good. But I do have a end user or client meeting later on today. So good news is I reviewed everything, so I'm ready to go for that meeting. Right, but I'm not gonna say anything else after that because I might jinx myself again. Yeah, so yeah, that's gonna be fun. Well, today's weather is kind of all over the place. It's supposed to be nice day today. It's supposed to be high 15, sunny, but I'm just looking outside. It is cloudy, overcast, and gray. So I'm not sure how this is gonna work out. But we'll see. I'm hoping to do a little walkabout around the neighborhood just to get the blood flowing and get some exercise and steps in. So we'll see what happens. It is 8:56 a.m. and kind of funny, not funny, but it's kind of annoying this more than anything else. I was watching some YouTube here and this morning before I went to, or before I started work, and I realized that there's another YouTuber. He's a mic reviewer. He's a professional reviewer, and he has a comment that's actually hilarious, that some TikTokers and YouTubers and reels or whatever, short reels, have a tendency to grab a lavalier mic or even one of those clip-on mics from Rode or DJI, put the microphone right in their mouth, or like close to their mouth, and talk to it. You know, those mics were designed to be clipped onto your shirt, right? It just baffles me that they think it's a great idea to grab the mic and put it in their mouth and close to their mouth and talk to it. It drives me crazy. I saw one guy who's reviewing Osmo Pocket 3, and he literally has that microphone close to his mouth, and there's a very well-defined lapel, like an area for him to clip the mic, and it drives me crazy. Every time they do that kind of stuff, drives me nuts, because those things are designed to put in your shirt, close to your shirt. For you to eat that mic, you're literally hitting the limits of that capsule's a capability of capturing sound, or else you're going to have plosives constantly while talking to it. And it drives me nuts. It drives me crazy nuts. Sorry, I just had to say that out loud because I'm constantly seeing it. I'm constantly annoyed with it. And I have a tendency to, every time I see that, I literally change the thing I'm watching because I can't stand it anymore. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It is 11:38 a.m. So I just finished my end user meeting, and that was long, and I'm glad that I designed the system based on everything. I ended up doing the whole system based on to make it as BYOD, so anybody can come in with any devices and it's gonna work, so that's good.
But the good news is, I just found out during my meeting, I got a message from one of my friends. We used to work together from another company. I recommended her for a position, the company I work for now. The good news is, she just got hired. Everything went well, based on the message she sent me. So it looks like she's starting next month, around the 20th. So that's awesome, because she is awesome. She's so great to work with, and I'm just glad that she got out of the company that we used to work for, because it got really bad regarding retention and how they treat their employees. It just went downhill when they merged with another company. So that's kind of tragic. But now she's coming to work with me again. So it's going to be fun. The good thing about that is because it's 100% remote, so she'll be at home with her kids, so that'll be good. But yeah, that's actually pretty good news, and that was kind of fun. Yeah, so pretty excited about that. So yeah, I'm planning to head out for a little lunch and walkabout. I just have to send one more email and just to get out of the house and put my feet up, but get my feet moving so I can enjoy the rest of the day. I'm probably going to take it easy for the rest of the day after I send this email out, so I can and get ready for the weekend. So, yeah. Okay then. We'll chat to you when I get back from my lunch. It is 2:10 p.m. So, what a crazy morning. So we finished our meeting, and I just got a word that we have to get everything done by tomorrow, by Monday afternoon, so we can get everything quoted and sent over to get our subcontractor sorted out and all that good stuff. So it's been a very busy afternoon. I was planning to head out for a walk like now, but unfortunately I have to get everything sorted out, finished design by the end of today. So when I get to Monday for my next meeting with the user, the owner, I can just do minor tweaks, then that's done. I don't want to work this weekend, so I got to do everything today. So my work computer has been nonstop pinging me. So that's been a fun day. See, this is what happens if you jinx myself just before the weekend. Super annoying. Very, very annoying. Oh, by the way, if you guys are wondering, I am testing I'm actually using a lab for this entry, and I have it where it's supposed to be, in my chest. I'm not holding the lavalier in my mouth like, you know. Yeah. But, yeah. I'm really disappointed. To be honest with you, I got this feeling I'll be done probably in an hour. Then after that, I'll head outside for fresh air. But we'll see how much stuff I get done. I haven't gotten really a break yet since lunchtime. Well, I haven't got a break yet all day. I just ended up having lunch. Took time for lunch. And after that, went back straight to work. So it's been a very busy day. And that's kind of funny that I am actually behind in my reading assignment for your Bookmark podcast. I'm literally like four chapters behind because we're planning to record on Sunday, so I have to get everything read today and tomorrow. So I'm telling you right now, it's been a very busy week. It's been a very busy week. I'm not happy because we're so busy. Yeah. Okay. It is 3:16 p.m. So I got everything done. I got everything redesigned based on the conversation I had this morning. Everything's done. Now I just have to wait for the Monday's meeting to see if there's any more changes needs to get done. So at least majority of the work is done. So done. I'm just tired. I'm just mentally exhausted. Can't believe I spend a day dealing with this, then a day dealing with another project,
that I jinxed myself, so that was not fun. Yeah. But hopefully that's it for today. I think everyone's logging off now. That's a good thing. I think everyone's just finishing off for the weekend. But typically Fridays, they usually everyone finishes early and disappear before any new work comes down. So that's good. Yeah, so I got something to tell you guys, but I'm gonna wait until tomorrow or Sunday. So I'll give you guys a little bit of hint. It's the plan that I talked about before, but it's gonna be it's gonna be fun. I've been testing new things for the past few days. If you're listening, you can actually hear it carefully. But yeah, no, I'm just trying new things here to make sure it works well. So the goal is to give a little bit more variety in the audio log world. So trying out new things. And again, like I talked about before, my portable podcasting setup works perfectly. I will never change it. It works two ways. One worked for this podcast, and the other one for your bookmark podcast. I'm also getting stuff sorted out and ready for next season of Camping with Lenny, just in case I can go. I'm still trying to sort out a couple more things in that one, but yeah. I also bought brand new batteries. I'm not sure if I mentioned that before, but I did bought brand new batteries, rechargeable batteries from ProCell, from Inloops Pro. They are Inloops Pros from Panasonic. They are, I bought 12. No, more than 12. 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 batteries. I bought 16 batteries of Inloops. And the goal is to constantly have batteries, rechargeable batteries for the Tascam. Because I will need that to be constantly charged and ready to go for recording. So that's going to be fun. Because it's going to be a lot of like just traveling and not traveling, but it's going to be a lot of location recording going to future. So it's gonna be I just need to have batteries constantly, because I realized that I spent twice as more of non-rechargeable batteries in a year than how much I bought for this, guys. So hopefully the last sets that I had from Inloops, I got it I've been using it for almost 5-6 years. They finally started to lose its charge. So I got this feeling I'll be using this guys for another couple of years, few years of use. So I have enough batteries here to go through all day sessions without plugging in the USB. Plugging a USB brick on the recorder, so I can't wait for that one. So yeah, and oh, forgot to tell you as well too, the charger I got from the Inloops has a weird 5 volts 1 amp output on the side of it. It's supposed to be so I can charge something from it. I should read the manual again to confirm, but yeah, I'm not sure if this is an output. It doesn't really say, but I think it's an output to charge things, hopefully from the battery itself. So hopefully that's going to be, hopefully. So I'm going to do a little bit of testing on that one. But yeah, no, everything is good to go. Everything's done. So I'm just going to rest for a bit. Again, I've been working since 7:30 straight without a break. So I just need to put my feet up and keep an eye on the email just in case something comes in. So, yeah. Okay. Chat later. It is 10:30 p.m. So, I just got back from dinner. It was a surprise dinner from my friends because my birthday is actually coming up. They decided to surprise me this weekend. My wife was a cahoots with them. So, that was really nice. We ended up going for Japanese barbecue. So it was really nice. It was just nice to catch up and all that stuff. It's kind of funny though, because heading over there, I was not ready to see friends and extended family since my mom passed away. So it was, I'm just glad that the wifey convinced me to go and just spend time with friends. And it was nice. It was really, really nice to head out and just see them and catch up, tell jokes. Just, I want to say feel normal again, but it feels, yeah, I think normal is the best way to describe it. But yeah, it was just nice to be out again and just having fun and just relax, put my feet up, enjoy other people's company, and just be out, you know. It was just nice to spend time. It was a good night. It was a very good night. So I'm going to get ready for bed and go to bed. See you guys tomorrow.